question was asked, Orpah in Megillat Rut, was she a holy lady? Was she a good person? And I think that we see that Orpah firstly made a good move. She went and attached herself to Mahlon and Chilion, right? So Chilion, she attached herself to Chilion, who was a very good person. So that's one good thing she did. She remained faithful for him for 10 years. That's a second good thing she did. And then when they lost all their assets, she didn't run away. She stood by him. And then when he passed away, she didn't say goodbye, good riddance. No, she took care of him. She buried him. And then when there was no money to pay her back what she was owed from her dowry and from her ksuba, from her marriage contract with her husband, she didn't go and sue her mother-in-law, even though her mother-in-law had property in Israel. She didn't go and sue that. And then when her mother-in-law says, I have to go back to Israel, we're all out of food, she didn't say, goodbye, lady. Goodbye, I've had enough with you. Life's been very rough with you. No, she sticks with Naomi. And then when Naomi says, go back, she sticks with her. And then when Naomi says, you know, I'm not going to have any more children, and even if I did, you guys wouldn't be able to marry them, she cries with Naomi, and then she gives her a kiss and parts from Naomi. So it's true that the continuation of Orpah's life was downhill, that Orpah left any semblance of morality and ethics, and Orpah raised her children. She herself, Chazal say, lived like an animal, not remarrying, but rather becoming a very down woman of ill repute who went from man to man to man to man. And then Chazal say that she mothered quite a few children who were all enemies of the Jewish people, who blasphemed, who tried to kill David HaMelech. So we definitely see that she went in the wrong direction in a major way. She herself tried to kill Avishai, David's nephew. She herself became a witch. So she definitely went in a bad direction. But can we take away from her the good things that she did when she married Chilion, the 10 years she was faithful to Chilion, the dedication she had to Chilion after Chilion died, and the correct footsteps, 40 steps that she took with her mother-in-law? Chazal credit her with all that. Chazal don't say that, no, she had bad intentions. She, you know, when Lavan runs out to kiss Yaakov, so Chazal say, Lavan went out to rob him. When Orpah married into Naomi's family, Chazal don't say she had bad intentions. When Orpah takes good care of her husband, Chazal don't say she had bad intentions. So I don't think it's right to say that when everything else she did was bad, so then even the good things she did was bad. She had 10 years of her life where she did good things. And in that time, she seems to have been a very good person. She took a turn in the wrong direction, and she kept going down the wrong path. But I don't think we have a right to say that the first 10 years were bad.